The Legends Radio Network now presents Lyrics and Legends with your host, Jerry Webb.
The program's Lyrics and Legends. Man, I've got Buck Weatherby and I have a habit of doing these little interview things. We've had some really good ones, and we went from a 78-year-old to a high school kid. We're fixing to find out how old he is here in a minute.
But all right.
Anyway, it's just all over the board sometimes with me, you know. I'll give you credit for the last one. I'll take credit for this
okay.
one.
Okay.
We'll see
all right.
what our listeners end up thinking about this whole deal.
Aren't you going to wow the audience here and tell them who the last one was?
Well, okay. I guess I won't keep them on edge. So we went from Ronnie Millsap on the last studio interview we did to this week. It's a kid, young guy. I got to not say kid. That's probably not respectful.
A young man.
Young man. So
there you go.
Last summer, the infamous Texas Crossroads Band played an event here in Shamrock, and this guy opened up for us. And so since that happened, I've been talking to his dad, like, we need to get you guys in the studio. And we're like, yeah, we need to do that. And finally, last week I said, really? Give me your dang phone number, and we got to get you guys in the studio. Hope somebody's mama didn't hear that. But
yeah.
So in the studio with us, Buck, tonight we have Drew Glass.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Thank you all for having me.
Yeah.
All right, Drew.
So, I've heard some teenage girls talking about
you. Oh, I bet.
Wish I could, right up there I could know about them.
That good-looking young man that plays guitar and sings.
Right up there with Elvis. So.
He writes a song or two. I think it's what a couple of girls told me.
Drew, yeah. Thanks for coming in the studio with us.
Thank you for having me, man.
We're looking forward to visiting with you. So you're enrolled in Shamrock High School?
I am, my freshman year.
Really? All right. Mm-hmm. What grade are you in now?
Junior.
Are you?
I can't really remember.
So are you in, you know, Claire Ware? Or?
Yes, I do know Claire Ware. I have a few classes with her.
All right. Okay. No, our listeners probably won't care, but that's my granddaughter. So. Anyway, you when we first got called to do this Wild and Free on 83, they had us set up at C&H Supply, and Bailey said, man, there's a guy we need to have open up for you guys, and that's a young man named Drew Glass. And we're like, yeah, mm-hmm. That sounds good. So is that your first time to do like a public show?
Well, there was a thing at McLean called the Mother Road, and they had someone playing for it there. And I went up to him and I said, hey, you mind if I provide like a little backup, like just playing guitar and kind of singing? And then he said, well, you could just have a song if you want to. So I played a couple songs for him, and I ended up just closing the whole show for him.
Really? So who'd they have do that?
I forgot exactly.
Oh, what's
who
his
was.
Name? I'll never forget him. It's like, oh, it was Casey Heckman. Okay, all right. So, see, he hadn't been on our program, but you have.
yeah.
So, anyway, we did that, and you played some stuff, and I was kind of liking some of the stuff you were playing because we kind of have a similar taste in some of our music, I think. Tell me a little bit about some of those musical influences. I know I heard some stuff uptown, but some of the stuff you grew up listening to.
Well, you know, I grew up listening to mostly what my dad listened to, you know, John Prine, Robert Earl Keane, and, you know, all those people. And I loved all of them, you know. I grew up on Texas country and Red Dirt, so it's been great.
You got a little, I may be jumping into this a little bit early, but you got a little history of music in your family, don't you?
Yes, my grandpa, who's here with us right now, he played in a band back in his days. And
I sympathize, Grandpa, because we're probably pretty close to the same.
Good old days. Yeah. I remember them.
Then my uncle Joe Bob, he was a music player and songwriter. Then he became a producer, and he was pretty big in Nashville. Then his son Joe Barnhill wrote a song called Not a Moment Too Soon, which Tim McGraw covered.
Oh, wow. That's getting up there, yeah. Buck.
Mm-hmm.
Have you written anything that Tim McGraw has covered, Buck?
No, I had dinner with his mom one night.
You did? Yeah. Well, all right, there's that.
Throw that one out there, boys and girls.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So we called her McMom.
McMom. One of the guys that we're good friends with, actually, I text him pretty often, a guy from over that way named Ronnie Tidwell. You know that
guy? Oh, yeah, Ronnie. He was on my mom's side, and he was the closest thing to never make it in Nashville.
I think he'll be the one that says the same thing. But one of the neat things about that, I think, is you can talk to somebody like Ronnie, who's just a super songwriter. I don't know anybody out there that does stuff any better than what he does, but it just kind of shows you what it takes, maybe not what it takes, because I don't know, Buck. I mean, you get somebody that writes music like he does and doesn't really get anything on the charts or whatever, and then you get...
Well, you go to places like Branson, you go to places like Las Vegas, and Reno, where the casinos are and whatnot, some of the lounges, you'll hear musicians that just blow you away, and you never heard of them.
We just spent a weekend in Nashville and heard four different bands, none of them who were famous, but I mean excellent musicians that could play on any radio station anywhere. It's just, I guess, I don't know how you get the break, but somehow it comes. We, I think we want to, before we go much farther, we want to get a song in
here.
Oh,
yeah, I want to hear Drew sing.
You mentioned one of my favorites, I think, one we want to kick off with first might be a John Prine song. So, talk about this song and kind of why you chose it.
Well, I got really big into John Prine probably 2020.
I thought he was going to say 20 years ago.
Yeah, I was scratching my head on that one.
I started listening to his music and I was like, God, and I started listening to the words like, this guy can write songs I couldn't even comprehend, and just one stood out to me, and it's called This Is the Way That the World Goes Around. So that's the one that I'm going to play.
All right.
I know a guy that's got a lot to lose. He's a pretty nice fella, but he's kinda confused. He got muscles in his head, ain't never been used. Thinks he owns half of this town. Starts drinking heavy, gets a big red nose. Beats his old lady with a rubber hose. And he takes her out to dinner, buys her new clothes. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, the next you're down. It's a half an inch of water when you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round. Well, I was sitting in the bathtub, count my toes, when the radiator broke and that water all froze. I got stuck in the ice without my clothes, naked as the eyes of a clown. Well, I was crying ice cubes, hoping I'd croak, when the sun came through the window and the ice all broke. Stood up and laughed, thought it was a joke. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, the next you're down. It's a half an inch of water when you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, the next you're down. It's a half an inch of water when you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that this world, it goes round.
Wow. See, now that's it, Buck, right there.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorites.
Love that one.
I'm a John Prine fan. John Prine was a postman in Chicago. And then
he just started writing songs.
Yeah, and just went and played at an open mic night at a club and kept playing there. And then Bob Dylan came in and saw John Prine and kind of took off from there. I think he was pretty successful. People that maybe aren't deep into music might not be familiar with him just because he's kind of
obscure.
But people that really follow the music business, I think they give him credit as being one of the best songwriters of our generation. Mm-hmm. Would it be my generation or your generation?
I don't really know.
Some generation back there.
I never told you there'd be trick questions. So that's really good. That song you just sang, That's the Way the World Goes Around. He has a funny story that he tells about that, about a lady coming up and requesting it. Are you familiar with that?
About the happy enchilada.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, play that song about the happy enchilada. And he's like, mm-hmm. What are you talking about? Well, it was a half an inch of water. So you got this family history of, is that all on your mom's side?
Mom and my dad's
side. Oh, this
side.
Guy. Okay. This guy over here.
And my grandpa, his name Bill Tidwell, and he did a cover of Folsom Prison Blues that was written by Johnny Cash, and he made it into the Rockabilly Hall of Fame.
No way.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Folsom Prison Blues.
So what'd you think of that, Buck?
I thought that was great.
Yeah. Thank you. So you told me you're a junior in high school here in Shamrock. So how old are you?
I'm 16, about to turn 17 in January.
Okay, so got the driver's license. What kind of pickup do you have?
Drive a Ford F-150.
Oh. Stop the tape.
Cut.
That's all right. We'll let you do the Ford F-150.
All right. I tell you one thing, Drew. You're a perfect example of what I have noticed. Now, I don't think it is a majority percentage, but a lot of young teens are doing what you're doing, is picking up on some of the classic acts, you know, from the past.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people have been listening, and I know one person at the school that's kind of getting into what I'm listening to. So I was like, yeah, you got to listen to this guy, this guy, this guy. And he did. And says, man, these are great songs. So
yeah, we had an interview with one of the contestants that got in the finals, as a matter of fact, on The Voice. And he talked about, you know, riding in the pickup with his dad and listening to all those old country songs and whatnot, you know.
Yeah, a guy named Andrew Sevener. Yeah. So I don't know if you're a fan of any of those music shows, but
was season 19, something I think, like he that. Was a finalist. And we've had so several people talk about that.
Right, so funny, you know. Similar situations to what you have, you know, people we've talked to that have gotten into the music business that grew up, you know, with that influence from, you know, you say all these artists, but really what the influence is your family and your dad and that kind of stuff. So it's pretty cool. You want to try to get another song in here?
Sure.
All right. I think we're going to do a Guy Clark song, maybe.
Guy Clark did or wrote it. Then Jerry Jeff Walker, I think recorded it first, and then Guy Clark put it out. And this one's called L.A. Freeway.
Back up all your dishes, make note of all good wishes, say goodbye to the landlord for me. Sons of guns will always bore me. Throw out them old L.A. papers, the molded box of vanilla wafers. Say goodbye to all this concrete. Gotta give me some dirt road back street. If I could just get off of this L.A. freeway without getting killed, a cop. Down that road in a cloud of smoke for some land that I ain't bought. If I could just get off of this silly freeway without getting killed or caught. And here's to you, old skinhead Dennis, the only one I think I will miss. I can hear your bass man singing. He's sweet and low like the gift you're bringing. Play it for me one more time now. Got to give it all we can here. Well, I believe every word you're saying. So keep on playing. I could just get off of this silly freeway without getting killed a cop. Down that road in a cloud of smoke for some land that I ain't bought. If I could just get off of this silly freeway without getting killed a cop. Put the pink slip in the mailbox, leave the key in the old front door lock. They will find it like they have not, for all the things that we have forgot. I told my lady, now don't you cry, babe. Love's a gift that's truly handmade. We got something to believe in, so don't you think it's time we're leaving. If I could just get off of this silly freeway without getting killed a cop. Down that road in a cloud of smoke for some land that I ain't bought. If I just get off of this silly freeway without getting killed a cop.
All right. Well, the program's Lyrics and Legends. We have a lot of fun doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Buck Weatherby's with me tonight. We've done 110 or so of these from anywhere from younger people to, I don't know how old the oldest one we've had, probably in their 80s, I think. But tonight we've got a really good one, and he's a local guy that we have enjoyed following and just kind of getting to know. Mm-hmm. And Drew Glass is in the studio with us. Drew, that was a really cool Guy Clark song.
Thank you. I love that song.
Yeah. Oh, that was great.
Guy Clark. See, I grew up listening to Jerry Jeff. Even got thrown in jail after one of Jerry Jeff's shows. But that's another story for we'll save for another program.
Yeah. Better not tell that right now.
Yeah.
My grandson's in the studio with me, so I'll save that.
Yeah. Drew, one question I'd like, you know, you're a young man, you know, and you answered the question a moment ago, like I'm 16 going on 17. That's teens do that. You know, they never give you their real age. They're either 16 going on 17 or 18 going on 19, whatever.
Yeah.
But what are your dreams? What are your dreams? You want to be a big country star, Americana star? You have other ambitions.
That's kind of a hard question, you know.
We told you we were going to give you trick questions.
You know, I'd love to make it in the music industry, but it's such just a tight, narrow thing you have to go through to get big, you know. So, you know, if I do ever do it, then I want to be Americana or Red Dirt. But country's kind of taken more of a pop phase, more of Nashville country. But I'd love to go Americana if I did, like Americana or Red Dirt, so...
I was going to ask you, and you know, I understand there's all different kinds of genres of music. I was going to ask you what you thought about the new Nashville stuff. So.
It's yeah.
We need a camera in here. I think people get the
is
opinion.
He hem-hawing?
Yeah, you know, Buck, that's something I've noticed too a lot. There are some people that are into that, but I've noticed a lot of younger guys that I've talked to.
Oh, yeah.
Are more into the kind of music, mm-hmm. the Texas Red Dirt, Americana, and the older country stuff that you kind of have hit on. So kind of makes me feel like we got a little hope.
Kind of a, Gary and Drew, kind of a recent story, you know, when we were talking, interviewing Ronnie Millsap, he had a full scholarship to go to law school.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And got into it, and you know, and everybody playing in clubs while he was in college, and he said, I don't think this is the way I want
to
go.
Yeah, it was funny. Ronnie Millsap, when we were talking to him, I was like, weren't you going to be a lawyer? He said, I went to college, but I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So he said he started playing clubs and got on the bill with Ray Charles. And everybody started liking the music, so before that was what he ended up doing. So anyway, you're into maybe doing a little songwriting too as well. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've wrote a couple of songs here and there, or at least I've tried to.
How'd you get interested in songwriting and who kind of got you into that?
You know, I don't really know when it began, songwriting, but I was just sitting in, like, in the den one day playing music. I was like, well, I bet I can write a song. And I tried and failed a couple times to write something, but then finally one day I hit something. I was like, I bet I can expand upon this, and I kept doing it. And at this time, again, I was listening to John Prine, and I wrote this song kind of like him, and I was like, this is, you know, a pretty good song. And I played it for my dad, and he said, did you know what you just wrote? I was like, I have no idea. He said, that might be one of the greatest songs I've ever heard. I was like, really? I just rhymed a couple lyrics.
That's great. So does your dad, does he kind of tell you when you miss the mark too, or is he just always the cheerleader?
He's kind of both.
Okay. That's probably fair.
So. Yeah.
We want to do one you have written. Mm-hmm. All right. This tell one, us about this song.
This one's called Gone. It's probably one of my favorite songs.
Let's hear Gone by Drew Glass. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
People outside screaming, Lord, I'm not believing what I see is really true. Politicians lost all hope, there's no such thing as a pope, but maybe I should just kick back and watch it through. But at least I have my kids to get me through all this. My wife's left thanks to all the pills, and the government took our home, 'cause we couldn't pay our loans. And I think my mind is truly gone. Well, I remember my old pa had a Ford and a beat up dog. He'd say that this would eventually come. The media's gone insane, they only have half a brain, and the people now have lost their beliefs. But at least I have my kids to get me through all this. My wife's left thanks to all the pills. The government took our home, 'cause we couldn't pay our loans, and I think my mind is truly gone. They put me in a home, now I'm all alone. My kids have left and my wife died at 63. But the heat is always on, and I can't complain at all. So maybe I should just enjoy being old. But now I have the TV, I stare at the colored screen. I spend my day eating prunes and playing chess. And though I might be old, at least I don't have to pay my loans. So I might just stick around until I'm truly gone. Till I'm gone. Till I'm gone. Well, I'll just stay here until I'm truly gone.
Well, the program's Lyrics and Legends.
Now, Gary, that's what I call raw talent.
That is.
A 16-year-old young man going on 17, writing a song about being married, having kids, and the government taking his home.
And now, that's being, talent. And then being stuck in a nursing home. So as we're doing this, Drew, I'm posting little snips on Snapchat, and there's a guy named Troy Gandy, who's one of our buddies, that's, he's like, that kid can play a little John Prine. So, so anyway, yeah, that song you wrote, that, yeah, you can definitely feel the John Prine flavor, maybe a little Guy Clark flavor in that. So,
I tried good to write stuff. It a little like John Prine, and when I finally did it, I'm like, wow, this is really similar to it. So
yeah, well, you can tell the influence is definitely there.
Yes, sir.
So now, you know, back 10 years ago, we used to say, what's on your iPod? Now we don't have iPods anymore, but you do have some kind of playlist or whatever, right? Is there something you, like when you're riding around in that F-150 that you like to listen to?
Oh, yeah. You know, I have a playlist dedicated to, you know, old kind of older country and more modern Americana and red dirt and kind of independent country music.
So other than John Prine and Guy Clark and who are some of the newer artists that you're listening to now?
So there's a guy that kind of came up kind of recently. His name is Zach Bryan, and he's been a big influence on me. So and also a guy named Ryan Bingham, and he's my dad introduced me to him, and so I've been listening to him for a long time. And a guy called Tyler Childers, and my dad also introduced me to him, and so it's been great listening.
So what
to
does your mom
people.
Say about all this?
We've kind of got her into a few people that we like, but half of the stuff we listen to, she's like,
okay, I want to know who's on your mom's playlist.
George Strait, Clint Black, you know, pretty 90s country, basically, 90s, 80s country.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Yeah. That was before country went off the rails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do you think about all this, Buck Weather?
Oh, I think what a talent. What a talent.
Hey, if you're
right
just tuning in to the show, in the studio with us is Drew Glass from... Now, you guys live in McLean?
Yeah, I still live in McLean, and I have to drive 20 miles every day to come to school here.
All it's right. Well worth it, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is well worth it.
Do you start school in McLean? Did your dad teach over there?
Or? He coached over there for a year and of two, and then he became the principal. So, and we loved McLean, and we just found an opportunity at Shamrock, and we took it, and I'm glad we did. It's been great over there.
So what
there.
All are you involved in at Shamrock? Are you?
I play football and golf, and I played basketball last year, but I'm probably not going to this year.
Uh-oh. What does the coach think about all that?
I don't know.
We'll have a conversation on the road. Yeah,
we'll have a conversation after this releases.
Yeah, probably talk about that one after the interview.
We'll get into some of the newer stuff that you're listening to and doing. I think you do a song by Ryan Bingham.
Mm-hmm. It's called Tell My Mother I Miss Her So. And he says before he plays the song, this is for all the mothers in the house. So,
I so guess, this is for all the mothers on the radio. Mm-hmm.
Take me to see the voodoo queen, let her put a spell on me. Little bit of change, ease my pain, gonna set a young man free. Cause I've been down through your hometown and all across this distant land. One thing's for sure, honey, I've been gone. Tell my mother I miss her so. Tell my mother I miss her so, on and on and on. Well, take me to France and watch me dance, let me drink my wine, spinning around some dark-headed girl, having this good old time. Cause I've been down through your hometown and all across these distant lands. One thing's for sure, honey, I've been gone. So tell my mother I miss her so. Tell my mother I miss her so, on and on and on. Lord, when you can, the medicine land, let it set me free. Out on the range, out running them trains, you're never gonna see me leave. Cause I've been down through your hometown and all across these distant lands. One thing's for sure, honey, I've been gone. Tell my mother I miss her so. Tell my mother I miss her so. Tell my mother I miss her so. Lord, tell me why I miss her so, on and on and on. Mm-hmm. Take me to see the voodoo queen, let up a spell on me. Out on the range I run them trains, and I'm gonna see me leave. Diving down through your hometown and all across these distant lands. One thing's for sure, honey, I've been gone. Tell my mother I miss her so. Tell my mother I miss her so. Lord, tell my mother I miss her so. On and on and on.
And the program's Lyrics and Legends. Wow, Buck.
Oh, man.
What were you doing when
me,
you were...
let me tell you something, Drew. When you get to putting together a demo reel or a yeah. demo disc, that one's got to be on there.
That one's
got to be on there, my man.
So what were you doing when you were 16, Buck? I want to know.
Well, I was trying to learn how to play the drums.
All right.
Yeah, my mom was quite a pianist, and she thought I should be a musician, and... piano didn't take, the accordion didn't take, the clarinet didn't take, but and drums.
The guitar didn't
drums,
take either.
I worked my way through college sitting on a drum stool.
Because I'll tell you a story, Drew. A lot of our listeners know this story, but there was a guy that grew up in Shamrock, Texas that played guitar for Merle Haggard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, grew up in Shamrock, Texas, went to the West Coast, played guitar for Merle Haggard. And had a pretty good career in the
music
business.
He led Merle Haggard's band.
Yeah. If you ever listen to Silver Wings, you can hear him sing in harmony with Merle Haggard on there. Gene Price is the guy's name. And he got his first guitar. And this is why I know Buck wasn't real successful on the guitar. But Buck had a guitar that he had picked up in Old Mexico that was hanging on the wall mm-hmm. in the chicken coop. And he gave this guitar to... the Gene Price, and
right.
So it worked.
Who
a little
to play it left-handed,
upside down left-handed.
Yeah. Wow,
kind of like
crazy.
Hendrick. Yeah,
yeah.
So anyway, never know. But that guitar deal didn't work out too well for Buck. But he does have a claim to fame. He gave the Gene yeah. Price his first guitar. So your so guitar playing, I'm really impressed. You,
well, thank you.
That was, you know, it's one thing to do the, you know, G, C, and D, and strum like yeah, I did
classic
through a
three
song.
Chords.
You bet. And nothing wrong with that. But yeah, but that song you played, you had a little.
Well, you hit on it right there, Gary. We've talked about his songwriting. We've talked about, you know, his singing. But guitar picking, as I call it on that one, was fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So when did you first pick up a guitar?
Well, my dad gave
if you
me
tell
one.
Me like last year I'm gonna
yeah I know I picked it up 2 months ago, you know. No, but I started just strumming on it when I was in elementary school, and I never really did pick it up and learn it till about my sixth grade year. And then I just started, you know, the classic chords G, C, and D, and then, you know, played E, then started doing bar chords, and then I just started about last year just picking around on it and kind of figuring out riffs and leads and just learning how to kind of improvise and all that. So
I've got some nephews that are pretty talented musicians, and neither one of them really took a lot of formal lessons. Most of what they learned is off of YouTube. Or is that similar to what you've done, or you?
Well,
oh, you look at the dad. Well, look at dad.
Though I'd love to say, you know, I learned it by myself. Most of my guitar playing comes from my dad. He taught me, you know, the classic chords and all that. Then I just kind of picked it up and started learning it by myself after that. But he really he gave the foundation for my guitar playing.
Well, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So how often do you find yourself practicing and picking?
Oh, whenever I get the chance. You know, I play football, so it's not very often. But when I can get a guitar in my hands, I'm going to play it.
All right. So talk about this football thing just for a minute. You're on a pretty hot team right now, aren't you?
We are. We're doing very good.
All right. It's fun to watch and see you guys play, and kind of nice to be winning some football games. So.
Very nice.
Coach Caffey, tell me, we'll talk about him because he's not here, so we can.
Better not say anything.
No, by
bad
the time he
him.
Hears this, we'll be, because it'll take a couple of weeks. So
I better not say anything bad.
Yeah.
I don't want to do 100 yard bear calls.
Okay, we'll let you off the hook on that. You guys sit around and play on the porch, or what do you, just around the house, or what?
Just on the back porch or in our living room, and we just get two guitars and we just start playing and picking around.
Just singing. You and your dad?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What does he like to play?
Basically the same stuff as I do.
So can he sing?
You know. Yeah, he can sing. He can sing.
That's funny. We got to pick on him because he doesn't have a mic over there.
Yeah.
I like this next song you've got picked out, Turnpike Troubadour mm-hmm. song. Talk about why you pick it and kind of why you chose this one.
This one's one of my favorite songs ever. It's it was written by Evan Felker of the Turnpike Troubadours, and it talks about a relationship that's kind of just gone wild and bad, and it has a harmonica in it, which I learned to play harmonica about a year ago, and
oh, good grief, Buck. Yeah. He plays harmonica, picks, and
yeah.
And sings too. What?
Well, I was glad to see him reach for that harmonica. Yeah. Because, you know, I love
harmonica. Well, you were afraid you were going to have to play it or what?
Yeah. Every time I've tried to play harmonica when I'm singing with a band or something, they'll look over at me and say, wrong key.
Yeah. You know, one of my best friends plays harmonica with us in another band I'm in, and he's self-taught. But he learned to play it like upside down, and so everybody's like, you know, you're playing that upside down. And he's like, well, I didn't know it at the time, but I know it now. So one of the best harp players, Wayne Wheeler, I'll give him a shout out.
Well, I got a story that goes right along with that. I played sort of semi-professionally, you know, when I was in college with some guys that did, you know, you said self-taught.
Uh-huh.
All of us were just kind of self-taught, no lessons, no anything.
Then.
And then one night I got a call to set in with this jazz band, you know. And so as a guitar and a saxophone, they were playing this jazz music, you know. And the guitar player looks back at me after about halfway through the first set, and he says, you know, you're playing your sock cymbal on the wrong beat, don't you?
You know, have you ever heard of a guy named Lefty Frizzell?
No, sir. I don't think
All
I
right.
have.
Tell your dad to check that, or he'll fill you in on that. But anyway, Buck got to sit in on some gigs with Lefty Frizzell.
So oh, yeah.
You have to check him out when you get time. Let's do a little Turnpike Troubadour. No, we're going to do, Turnpike Troubadours. Lord, about got off my list.
Guitar and harmonica.
Guitar and harmonica with Drew Glass. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Lord, let a cigarette smile and wave the smoke out of her face. Black hair brown by the summer sun, green eyes looked around the place. She told me that she loved me and I grinned and grabbed her hand and I said, well, I know, let's get from here now, darling, if we're going, let's get on down and go. Lord said her family used to have a little money and they still act like they do. Well, your daddy don't think that I'm fit to sit in the same room with you. If I ever set foot in Southern County, well, your brother said he'd break my jaw. Yeah, but here I stand with a dark-haired daughter, Southwest Arkansas. Now I've been learning that believing in the barely breaking even, it's just a part of life for you and me. And I've been living with this loneliness that's got down in my bones. I guess it's just another phase for being free. And I've been learning how to lose a thing I never laid a hand on all day long. Well, good Lord, Lord, I love you, could've gone more wrong. Well, good Lord, Lord, I love you, could it go more wrong? La da 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 da. Mm-hmm. Well, the D Queens is dry, so I bought us both a bottle in downtown Broken Bow. Laura's got a buddy with a double wide trail. They were shaking dominoes. And I had good intentions till I had too many. I'm stupid, I suppose. You better put a little money where the mouth is, born. Better try to keep it closed. And I've been learning that believing in the bed, the breaking even, it's just a part of love for you and me. And I've been living with this loneliness. It's got deep down in my bones, I guess. Just another phase for being free. And I've been learning how to lose the thing I never laid a hand on all along. Well, good Lord, Lord, I love you. Could it go more wrong? Well, good Lord, Lord, I love you. Could it go more wrong? La da 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 da. Lord, I don't wonder why we ever went through all this trouble for. You ain't half the man that I thought you was, and this ain't fun no more. And the woods cut clean through drunk and dark, dimming doorway lights. Well, I had all I could handle. Hope you're happy now. Well, good night. I guess your folks are right. I guess your folks are right. Well, good night, Lord, I love you. Could it go more wrong? Well, good night, Lord, I love you. Could it go more wrong? Well, good Lord, Lord, I love you. Could it go more wrong? Well, good Lord, Lord, I love you. Could it go more wrong? La da 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 da.
All right, I think we can do
it. And the studio audience goes wild.
It's wild. The program's Lyrics and Legends, and in the studio with us, Drew Glass from McLean, Texas, and junior at Shamrock High School, and pretty talented musician, I would say. Wouldn't you
big
say?
Time.
Thank you.
Big time.
A lot of fun. We've been having a good time. We're going to try to get another song in here anyway. Buck kind of asked you what your dreams were, and you were kind of open there. Sure. What's your near-term plans? Do you have plans on college or anything coming up? Your dad's going, man, I hope he does.
Yeah. You know, I'm taking a college class that's heating and air conditioning. And
and because we need that.
I'm going to call out a name. Wally Fires is teaching it, and I've had a great time in there. And we're just starting to weld, so you wish us luck on that.
Yeah. You know, man, I think there was a time when I was growing up when that stuff was undervalued a lot. People thought that, you know, to be successful that you had to get a four-year degree and get a business degree. And nothing wrong with any of that. But, you know, when I went to college, I did not have a clue why I was going to college or what I was going to do. And so first opportunity I had to go make money working in the oil field, that's where I ended up. And, hey, you know, everything worked out, I would say. We still got a few years to see. But at this point, it seems to be working out okay. But it's just good to know that there are more options for young people to pursue than just what everybody used to think was the traditional route that you had to go.
And some of these trades that you just talked about, I mean, you know, you can get in the upper level of income on those, make a very decent living for your family.
Absolutely. Or you could stay a single guy and play the guitar and harmonica and keep all your money.
That's also great.
And not have the government take your house.
I was going to talk a little bit about your guitar before we do that. That Washburn, man, that's a boomer, isn't it? That thing, what a sweet guitar. Where'd you come up with that?
We were down at Elk City, and we were looking at a Breedlove guitar, and then we were walking down, and we saw a guitar shop, and we went in, and I saw this guitar, picked it up, and it sounded great. And I was like, this is the one right here that I have
to. The Wilsons?
Yes, sir.
All right, Wilson's. Good friends of ours over there at Wilsons. Oh, yeah. That's cool. They've also, they set up with us up with an interview with another young, really good musician from Elk City. Yeah.
Young lady.
Girl named Caroline Grace from Elk City that he's producing some music for. So, anyway, you're going to do a song. What are you going to do this time?
Yes, sir. I'm going to do a song, and I'm going to finger pick it. It's called Satan and St. Paul. It's written by John Fulbright, and it's another one of my favorite songs. And it's a real, it's kind of bluesy kind of thing, but it's a real good song. So, here it is.
That you love me, well I got nothing left in time except this empty bag of promises. The second degree burns along the tips of my fingers from touching certain fruit that I never should have touched in the first place. But now the sky's raining fire, but I think I'll just go to bed. Cause there ain't much you can do when it runs down on your head. Except pray, beg for mercy on this hill that you have created, on the corner of a Satan and St. Paul.
Studio with me, Buck Weatherby.
He said he was going to touch a little bit on the blues there. He got down and with it on a there.
In the studio with us, Drew Glass. Man, we've been having a fun time visiting with you, Drew, and
thank you.
Really enjoying the music. You know, we got time maybe to squeeze one more in here,
yes,
before the end of the program. Maybe thinking a little Robert Earl Keen.
Yes,
talk a little bit about Robert Earl Keen and why you want to play this song, and then we'll do this.
Robert Earl Keen, he's like probably my main inspiration. He's like who I grew up with, who I grew up listening, and just my favorite. And he's the one guy that I've seen the most in concert. So,
what are you gonna do for us?
I'm gonna do a song called "Gringo Honeymoon," and he does a great on the Live Dinner Number 2 record. So
this is before you do this. This is I love the song because I actually took my wife and I went to Boquillas, Mexico, and I don't know if you're familiar with that part of the country, but they come over, you go to the border, and it's like a one-person border crossing there. You actually scan your document, and you've got a lady on the other end, you know, saying, okay, you can go across. You walk down to the river. A guy comes over in a rowboat from Mexico, picks you up. It's this right here. It's got to be where he wrote this song about. So anyway, we're looking forward to Gringo Honeymoon.
Gringo Honeymoon. Here it is. We were standing on a mountaintop where the cactus flower grows, and I was wishing that the world would stop when you said we better go. Took a rowboat across the Rio Grande. Captain Pablo was our guide. For $2 in his weathered hand, he rowed us to the other side. We were flying like there was none inside, and we dreamt all afternoon. That's the world's way, so we could celebrate Gringo Honeymoon. We stepped out onto that golden sand, burning down. Rented donkeys from some old blind man, saddled up and rode to town. Tied our donkeys to a nine wood tree by the street where children play. We went into the first place that we could see, serving cold beer in the shade. We were drinking like there was none inside, and we drank all afternoon. That's the world's way, so we could celebrate Gringo Honeymoon. We met a cowboy that said that he was running from the DEA. He left his home, his wife and family when he made his getaway. And we followed on down a street of dust to his one-room run-down shack. He blew a smoke ring and he smiled at us. Well, I ain't never going back. We were soaring like there was none inside, and we flew that afternoon. That's the world's way, so we could celebrate Gringo Honeymoon. Said there's one last place that you should go. Took us to the town's best bar. He knew a crusty Capriero who played an old gut string guitar. And he sang like Marty Robbins could, played like no one that I know. For a while we knew that life was good, and it was ours to take back home. We were singing like there was none inside, and we sang all afternoon. That's the world's way, so we could celebrate Gringo Honeymoon.
We were standing on a mountaintop where the cactus flowers grow. And I was wishing that the world would stop when you said, we better go.
Program's Lyrics and Legends in the studio with us, Drew Glass, Buck Weatherby. Buck, man.
Oh, man.
What's so fun about this is we get to talk to people from 17 years old to 78 years old,
yeah,
and a couple maybe over that, but music, that common core that we all share. I mean, we can all be in the same room and, you know, he may be struggling with English class, and I may be struggling with a employee or whatever. And
I'm struggling getting out of bed in the morning.
But then when it comes to music, man, we can all plug in. I mean, so Gringo Honeymoon, I was saying earlier, that,
yes, sir,
that's a really cool song to me, and it, you know, because I have those memories of going to the border and the guy coming over on the rowboat, and we, you know, tipped him. It wasn't $2. I think it was a little more, but then we got on donkeys. I've got pictures of me riding donkeys up into town, and so, you know, you hear the Robert Earl Keen song, and it just, all those memories come flooding back, and that's what's fun to me about music.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
The only story I can tell about going across the border is I brought back an old guitar I paid $35 for that Gene Price learned how to play on.
See, you know, Gene Price may have ended up not being anybody if it hadn't been for your trip.
Yeah, that's right.
Drew Glass.
I broke that sucker in good for him.
So here's the last part of the program we're going to spring on you, that you probably didn't have any clue that was coming, but we have a segment called
The Department of Shameless Plugs.
So you've got 90 seconds here, and you can talk about anything you want to talk about, like your next CD that's coming out, or how good a cook your mom is, or
your Instagram post,
your family, or whatever. So we're gonna
how
let
mean
you...
your dad is to you.
Yeah, so I want to plug in my website that we're currently working on. It's called drewglassmusic.com, and if you want me to play anywhere, I mean, I'll play anywhere. So, so just contact me there. And I have a YouTube channel called Drew Glass Music. So if you just search me up there, I'll try to post something on there. I haven't done anything in about 2 months, but I'll try to get it back going again. So, and I think that's about it for my plugs.
You have any brothers, sisters?
Oh, my sister, but
you got to plug your sister here.
She's a cheerleader for the junior high, so go see her next game, I guess.
And your mom, what does your mom do?
She's a technology teacher at the school.
All right, and your dad, he's just, what mows the lawn out before football games?
he's my roadie.
And your grandpa over here is your roadie.
My grandpa's my manager.
Okay. So you get 10% of everything he all right. Well, Drew, man, this has been a blast, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as we have.
Thank y'all for
having
me on.
It's been a lot of fun. Look forward to hearing more out of Drew Glass in the future.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to get him to sign this 92.9 banner over here before he leaves, and then one of these days when he is world famous, I'm going to sell this thing and retire.
Go to Mexico. The banner over there is getting kind of full, but we saved one space there for Drew.
After I retire from his autograph, I'm going to go to Mexico. So, all right. That's my grandson. He's an entrepreneur. All right, Drew. Thanks for coming in.
Thank y'all for having me on. It's been great.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with Gary Ware. Join us next time on the Legends Radio Network.